Final day of the Premier League season. We have reached half-time. Survival Sunday is what they call it, and three teams are in the mix to avoid relegation to the Championship. The ones who are doing the business at the moment are Leicester City. The latest at half-time at the King Power Stadium from John Murray.
It is Leicester 1, West Ham 0 at half-time. So they are halfway there, Leicester. With these scorelines, it's Leicester who are surviving. And they got their reward when Harvey Barnes, on the left-hand side, played the ball into the box, a touchback from Iheanacho right into his path, and Harvey Barnes took this shot away from the angle. Their top scorer this season, 13 now for Harvey Barnes this season, and who knows, it could be making the difference. They lead 1-0.
A win for Everton and they stay up whatever happens elsewhere. To Goodison Park and Ian Dennis.
Well, goals have been in short supply for Everton at home this season, and Travers has made two excellent saves for Bournemouth, but it's goalless at the break. It's Everton 0, Bournemouth 0.
What about Leeds United? They have to win and hope that results go their way elsewhere. To Elland Road, Mark Wilson.
Yes, Leeds United 0, Tottenham Hotspur 1. Harry Kane with his 29th Premier League goal of the season inside the opening 2 minutes. The biggest cheer Leeds fans have given today was when they saw Somerville and Willie Nonto warming up. I think Leeds fans want to see those two on the pitch sooner rather than later. As it stands, Leeds going down with a whimper. It's Leeds 0, Spurs 1.
One of the issues to resolve on this final day of the Premier League season are Aston Villa heading for European football. Jeff Peters at Villa Park.
It's Villa 2, Brighton 1. So yeah, as it stands, Villa will be joining the Seagulls in Europe next season. They were off to a flyer. Leon Bailey hit the bar before Douglas Luiz gave them an 8th-minute lead. The impressive Jacob Ramsey crossed from the left. Luiz, 12 yards out, stroked it home first time. Villa's second came from Ramsey bursting into the box and teeing up Ollie Watkins to tap in his 15th league goal of the season. Dennis Ondav has had the ball in the net twice for Brighton. The first was given but chalked off by VAR. The second was flagged offside but VAR overruled. A stunning goal it was to halve the deficit. Ondav's improvised headed flick gave him room to sweep beyond Martinez. Cracking game here. Villa 2, Brighton 1.
Elsewhere in the Premier League on this final day of the season at the break, it's Arsenal 3, Wolves 0. Granit Xhaka on 11 and 14 minutes. Bukayo Saka on 27. So that's Xhaka and Saka. Arsenal fans surely ending the season thinking what might have been. Wolves are safe, but no more than that, really. Big summer ahead, really, for Julian Lopetegui. Brentford 0, Manchester City 0 at the break at the G-Tech Stadium. City with their eyes on two other matches to come, of course. At Stamford Bridge at the break, it's Chelsea 1, Newcastle 1. Yes, Chelsea fans, you've seen a goal. Party! It was an own goal, but they all count. Anthony Gordon putting through his own net on 9 minutes. Kieran Trippier with the equaliser on 28 for the Champions League-bound Toon Army. Crystal Palace 0, Nottingham Forest 1 at the break at Selhurst Park. Tiwana Womney yet again on 31 minutes. And I'd be interested to know if there are people walking around the city of Nottingham right now with only one hand. Because you'd have offered a Forest fan at the start of the season the chance that you would be safe before a ball is kicked on the final day of the season, they'd have bit your hand off, no doubt about it. Manchester United 1, Fulham 1 at Old Trafford at the break. Tete giving Fulham the lead on 19 minutes. Jadon Sancho levelling things up for United. Mitrovic missing a penalty for Fulham as well. Of course, his misdemeanour at Old Trafford earlier on in the season in the FA Cup pretty much derailed Fulham's season, didn't it? They were heading for a decent finish in the Premier League and the potential to get to Wembley for a cup semi-final, but it always went a bit pear-shaped for them. And a crazy first half at St Mary's. Southampton 2, Liverpool 2. Liverpool racing into a 2-0 lead on 14 minutes through Diogo Jota and Bobby Firmino. But Southampton, who are today saying goodbye to the Premier League after a decade in the top flight, levelling up through James Ward-Prowse in what surely must be his final game for the Saints and Kamaldeen Sulemama. Elsewhere, Carlisle won the League 2 playoff final at Wembley today, beating Stockport 6-5 on penalties after a 1-1 draw. And surprise, surprise, Max Verstappen has won the Monaco Grand Prix ahead of Fernando Alonso in second and Esteban Ocon in third. So in the Premier League, as it stands, Leicester City are staying up. They lead West Ham by a goal to nil. Everton and Leeds are going down. A win for Everton will send Leicester down. Leeds look like they're heading for the trapdoor. Whatever happens, trailing 1-0 to Spurs at Elland Road. Aston Villa are heading for the Europa Conference League. They lead Brighton by 2-1 at Villa Park. It could all change in the second half on this dramatic final day, and you'll miss absolutely nothing with us right here.